No matter what her sister had said during the brief time she'd spent with Phaedra and her friends, Phoebe knew the Fae warrior would never be able to overcome her marrow-deep hatred of vampires. She couldn't love Sin. But thinking about Phaedra like that reminded Phoebe of everything she'd said about her childhood after Vika had rescued Phoebe. Very little of it lined up with the perfect paradise Phoebe had imagined for her. There were no parades of new dresses, no parties thrown for every minor accomplishment. Phoebe remembered her parents mostly as smiling smudges, but she had a vague sense they'd been the supportive sort, and without Phoebe around to soak up half their attention, all of it should have gone to Phaedra. But the warrior's edge, the ease with which Phoebe had been able to manipulate her suspicion of everyone around her, suggested that Phaedra had her own difficulties. Phoebe didn't like thinking of her sister like that, and Vika had ingrained one truism into her very early on. Unless he ordered it, she shouldn't do anything she didn't like.
"I've come for a reason," she said as she circled around Sin.
"Torture, I assume?"
Dried blood clotted the slash across his neck and turned his voice to little more than gravel. Normally, the line of her claws would have healed long ago, but the sun diluted and distracted his healing abilities as well.
"I'm not so short-sighted," she replied. "I have a proposition."
When Phoebe had tossed and turned in the bed next to Vika too often, he'd sent her back to sleep in the harem, like he always did, and selected another woman to join him. In her own bed, the feeling behind her breastbone had crystallized into its usual form, searing, devouring jealousy. Securing the location of the Nindra Badala, the life-giving artifact, Phaedra and her useless friends pursued, from the ridiculous talking computer they used to do all the hard work, and capturing Sin should have earned her a full evening of Vika's attention. Even if she couldn't sleep, she had gone well above what her beloved had asked of her. She hadn't even broken her cover by confronting Phaedra like everything in her ached to do. So she decided she needed something bigger. Instead of dropping the pieces of a plan at Vika's feet, she concocted them and started executing the plan on her own.
"It might be good enough that he dismisses the rest of the harem altogether."
Sin shook his head, strands of his black braid snared on the rock, making him look even more disheveled.
"You haven't even heard it yet," Phoebe pouted. "I'm offering to release you, unlock the chains, even give you a lift off-realm. I only need you to secure the Nindra Badala for me."
"Perhaps you're not short-sighted, but you are a fool," Sin rasped. "The second you release me, I'll teleport away, before or after snapping your neck, depending on my mood."
Phoebe giggled, her bell-like laughter ringing across the green desert. Yet another moment she wished Vika had been here to see. She hated working behind his back like this. He got to enjoy so much less of her presence when she did.
"You think you could touch me?" she asked, voice light and teasing. "I gave the opportunity in that awful little cottage, and you turned me down. Offers like that don't come a second time."
He narrowed his eyes and sneered at her.
"I wouldn't touch you like that if you were the last creature alive. But to spill your blood, I'd spend the last strength in my limbs."
"You don't have much to spend."
She snapped her fan shut and poked one of his arms with the tip. His burnt skin turned briefly white, and he hissed in pain. She laughed again.
"And I'm equally curious where you think you would teleport to. There's nowhere to hide here."
"Not here,"
Sin muttered, averting his gaze back to the horizon line. Phoebe spun in a small, delighted circle as she realized what the other vampire meant.
"Oh, I've never met an immortal so dedicated to his own death. You truly would go back to my sister?"
Sin didn't look at her or reply, but the corners of his mouth tightened so visibly that he may as well have screamed his answer. Of course he would. He was a kicked dog dragging his bruised body back to its owner, still believing that this time he would get table scraps and a spot by the fire instead of another beating. He didn't know anything else.
"She doesn't want you,"
Phoebe lingered over every word.
"I wouldn't be